Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Iowa State Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone Garriott. And Sarah, it's been a long time, but thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Hey, good morning, Shaquan. I'm just really glad to visit with you and glad to connect with my neighbors in Dallas County.
Absolutely. Yeah, always a joy to talk to you about things going on at the Senate level. And with that, there's been some new leadership change. So just wanted to start off and get your thoughts about the Iowa Senate Republicans electing Senator Mike Klemisch to be their new leader. What do you think about all that?
The Senate is going to look very different this coming January. So, you know, every 2 years when we have elections, that happens. But this is an in-between year. There weren't any regularly scheduled elections, but there have been a lot of health situations. So we've had a couple of senators die, and then new folks are stepping up to replace them. We've had some other health considerations. And so there's a lot of new faces, and there's a lot of people shifting roles. And so Senator Klemisch will be taking over as majority leader, which also means that he was the chair of Health and Human Services. And so we have a new senator taking that role, Senator Kara Warmey. And with new leadership, it just brings slightly different priorities, a different way of approaching the work. You know, I know Senator Klemisch a bit. I know he likes to get into the details. He likes to do his research. So I really appreciate that because we have so many issues that are kind of complicated, and we need folks who are willing to really learn and listen. And so as part of that, I just encourage, you know, everyone to remember that you have your state senator who represents your district, but you can also reach out to the leadership. So Senator Mike Klemisch should be somebody that you also share your thoughts with, because he, as the leader, sets the tone for what his party will be focusing on in the coming year. And because they are in the majority, they will be determining what bills we're considering.
Well, yeah, thank you for talking about that. And now, can you make a comment about the former majority leader, Senator Jack Whitfer?
Yeah, so Senator Whitfer stepped down because of health concerns. So he has been battling cancer, and it's just been a very hard thing for him and for his family. And so my thoughts and prayers are with them, because that's been really difficult and it has made an impact on him. So I think it was the right decision to say, okay, it's time to step down from leadership. Now he's still a senator. He's still continuing to serve as long as he is able. And so we'll see how that's able to work out for him. He represents a portion of Dallas County, the Urbandale, Dallas County area. So he does come into this district. But, you know, he had his priorities. Senator Klemisch is much more focused on the Health and Human Services piece because he was on that committee and leading that committee. And that's an area that is really important to me and to a lot of Iowans. So I think with this new leadership, you know, having someone who has a little bit more direct experience in that area will be helpful.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the Iowa State Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone Garriott, for our Let's Talk Dallas County program. And Sarah, now, what are your thoughts on the Republicans no longer having a supermajority in the Senate?
So what supermajority means is that, you know, you need a majority to pass any legislation, but there is a point in the process where senators approve the governor's appointees for leadership roles and for boards and commissions. And you need to pass that with a two-thirds majority. And so last year, because there were 34 Republicans and 16 Democrats, the minority party wasn't able to block or question really any of those appointees. Now with 17 Democrats, because there was a special election and a Democrat won that election, the majority party no longer has a supermajority. So they still have a majority, but now can no longer push through appointees without having to work with the minority party. It's really important to have balance in government, and we haven't had that for a very long time. When folks have to work together, we make better decisions. We make sure that the public's voice is included in the process, because when you have one party that just gets to do whatever they choose without having to work with all of those other folks who were elected in the state, That means there's a lot of perspectives that are getting left out of the process. And so I think it's a good thing that there's no longer a supermajority. I wish that we had a little bit closer to 50-50 so that there would be more of the we need to work together to solve these issues, because we know in Iowa we've got a third Democrats, a third Republicans, and a third Independents. And you know, we need to represent all of those perspectives in the process.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, thank you for talking about that. And then last question here for you is, you know, with another special election to fill a Senate vacancy, what is your stance on the possible outcome if a Democrat happens to be elected?
So in West Des Moines, Polk County, Clive, Windsor Heights, Senator Claire Selce, who was representing that district, passed away just earlier this fall. And so there is a special election coming up for that seat. That's happening on December 30th, which is between Christmas and New Year's, which is a terrible time to get people out to vote. There is going to have to be an effort to make sure that folks remember to participate, because I think we all get a little lost between the holidays and at the end of the year like that. Folks are not thinking about elections, but again, it's really important that folks participate so that, you know, the folks over there in that district in Polk County, so that we elect good leaders. It is a majority Democrat district, so it's very likely that the outcome is going to be another Democratic legislator replacing a former Democratic legislator. When I first was elected, that was actually my seat. I ended up moving west into Dallas County in 22 as the district lines changed, and I wanted to stay with my Dallas County folks. So I know that district really well. I want every district to be represented well, you know, and that means having legislators who show up, who listen, who speak out on behalf of their constituents, who are really accessible and are there to help. And that's what every district deserves. And so please, folks, make sure you Google and see who is your state senator, who is your House rep. You know, you should know who those folks are, because you're going to see them in the grocery store. You should, you know, feel welcome to reach out and share your concerns with them. But then also, when you run into problems, they are there to help, and they often can help. And so, you know, please know who they are, because then that helps you use your voice and it helps you get access to the support that you need.
Yeah, no, that is beautifully said. Again, we've been speaking here with the Iowa State Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Sarah, yeah, thanks for giving all your thoughts about what's going on at the Senate level as you continue to do that. And we gear up for another legislative session here. So yeah, here we go again.
Here we go again. And now is the time to be reaching out and saying, hey, elected leaders, this is what matters to me, and I'd like you to see you doing something about it in January when you go back to the Capitol.
Absolutely. Well, again, really appreciate the time, and we'll check in again with you soon.
All right, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.